A few minutes later, a red sports car stopped. Alex jumped into the passenger seat and handed the driver the envelopes. From where she was watching, Laura couldn't see the driver, but she saw Alex laughing. Then the car roared off. Laura had seen enough. She knew now what he was up to, and she was disgusted. No wonder he could afford such expensive clothes and the latest electronic games and a cool phone. On Monday, she told Courtney what she had found out.
"Drugs,"
said Courtney.
"Drugs. He's a dealer. I'm almost sure of it,"
said Laura.
"He carries a bag that is probably full of money and goes to the worst part of town. He shows these bad-looking guys the bag. They look happy. Then they all go inside. Alex comes out with envelopes full of something. He goes back uptown and gets into a very expensive sports car. He gives the driver the envelopes, and he looks pleased." "What else could it be?"
said Laura.
"I thought you said you weren't going shopping on Saturday, Laura,"
said Courtney. It didn't take long for everybody to hear the rumor about Alex.
"I don't believe it,"
said Amy.
"Somebody is jealous of Alex. I'm going to find out who started saying these awful things."
"Amy, you hardly know Alex. First, the weird internet stalking with Ludwig Van. And now this? Maybe he is a bad person. Maybe that's why he doesn't want anybody to know anything about him."
"It wasn't stalking. And anyway, we still don't know if Ludwig Van is Alex. But Alex is a good person. I just know it,"
said Amy.
"You still need to be careful,"
said Kat.
"Come with me on Saturday then,"
said Amy.
"Where?"
said Kat.
"Downtown, the cannery,"
said Amy.
"Are you crazy?"
said Kat.
"No,"
said Amy.
"I'm going to find out what's really going on."
On Saturday morning, Amy and Kat were sitting in a different coffee shop close to the one Laura had been in. They were both wearing hats, coats, and sunglasses. Right on time, Alex came walking by. The girls followed him towards the cannery, but then the traffic light changed and they couldn't cross the street.
"Come on, come on! We're going to lose him,"
said Amy anxiously. Sure enough, when they got around the corner, Alex was gone.
"We should turn back,"
said Kat nervously.
"This area is scary."
"Why are you following me?"
said Alex suddenly.
"Ah!"
Both girls screamed. He had been waiting for them in a side street.
"Sorry to scare you, but were you following me last weekend too?"
he asked. Kat and Amy looked at each other. They wanted to laugh because they were so nervous, and they looked so silly. Most of all, Amy wanted to laugh from relief. If Alex knew somebody was following him last weekend, he wouldn't have done anything wrong. Would he?
"No, it wasn't us. I think it was the person who started the rumor about you. I'm really sorry, Alex, but we were actually doing this to help you."
"What rumor?"
asked Alex.
"Somebody at school started saying that you're a drug dealer. Because you have nice clothes and because you're so, I guess, mysterious. They followed you down here. We didn't believe them. We just wanted to, show you're not doing anything bad."
"Come here then. Follow me,"
said Alex. Amy couldn't believe her eyes.
"Homeless shelter?
she said.
Yes, Amy, homeless shelter,
said Alex.
I work here every Saturday at the soup kitchen. My dad's the main sponsor of the shelter. They had an emergency last weekend. They needed money urgently, so I brought some down.
The red sports car. Is that your dad's car?
Asked Amy.
Yes, Dad couldn't deliver the money in time. He had a big drama at work. He asked me to take the money down there.
And the envelopes?
Said Kat.
Paperwork from the shelter and the soup kitchen. Dad's accountant does the accounts for them and pays the bills.
What about your mom?
Asked Amy.
Mom died of cancer when I was 10 years old,
said Alex, looking sad.
Now that you know all this, I'm going to tell you the rest,
said Alex. He took out his cell phone and dialed.